Oh, it is good. If you're not strutting a little bit, I'm not sure that we can be friends. 638 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Go ahead, let it out. Let somebody driving past you look at you funny. It's all right. It'll be good for you. It's good for them. Joining us now, we have Janice Gillis. She's the Escambia County Administrator. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Did you dance for a second? Be honest.
Of course.
Okay, good.
So the reason why it's the last Thursday in Black History Month. And then second of all, Gloria Gaynor was my first album when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
And I literally wore it out on my little record player over and over and over.
Can I tell you a secret? You'll relate to this. Okay, so I got rid of all my vinyl when we moved from Oregon here. And, what happens mm-hmm. over time is all of your albums pick up clicks and pops and skips and things. And when you mm-hmm. listen to them enough, you anticipate them coming and know that they're coming. And so when, if you reacquire them on CD, which is what I did for a lot of this stuff, they sound wrong to me because there are no clicks and pops and skips.
Yep.
And so the songs don't sound right to me
yep.
after so many iterations.
Did you ever have to put the dime on the needle to make it stay on the album?
Never quite that bad, but I did have to learn to walk gingerly near the record player because apparently I didn't have it set right and a little bit of a step and it would mm-hmm. skip. So yes, all of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Poor kids in the north end of the county had to put a dime on their needle because we couldn't afford to buy another album.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Well, turning to government stuff, let's start with something that's not in your purview, just because I want to get your perspective on it. Santa Rosa Island Authority has mm-hmm. been hunting for a new executive director because Paolo is leaving, which is terrible because we love Paolo. He's so good at his job. They've found somebody they've hired. Can I just say, just as a person who tries to follow as much government stuff as possible, I love all these people at SRI. I get along with them very well. There's not an issue there. But I don't know why this process wasn't more transparent. I don't know why there wasn't public input. I don't know why they don't put their meetings on video for everybody to watch. I don't have particular objections. That's my issue. SRI
yeah.
seems to function unlike any other government entity when it comes to transparency.
Yeah, and I mean, I was a board member on SRIA for 7 years. And so, but part of that is having been on that board, I hate to say this, there's not as much attention paid to that board
mm-hmm.
From a public perspective. I mean, I can tell you, I could probably count on my fingers and toes the number of people that actually ever attended in my entire 7 years on that board. So I think as we all know, the beach is so important to us. I think with new leadership, you'll probably see new opportunities for hopefully electronic communication and for video communication. And it's not because Paolo or Buckley or Monty Blues or anyone did anything wrong. It's just we are moving into a new digital age in terms of government communication. And so I think you'll probably see a different commitment.
I really hope
to that level of engagement.
Because I've pushed for it a couple of different times and it just kind of never goes anywhere. And, I'm not driving out to the beach to attend a meeting, but I'm interested in what they're
yeah.
doing. And then I'm left to depend on, the PNJ sends a reporter or something like that, or, me call in the morning after. So anyway. But I guess
and Shelley at the Times always does a good job too.
All right, then, fair enough. Stuff for that you do have a little bit more involvement with. First question is, can I finally buy liquor on Sunday mornings? Is that in place now?
Yes, sir. we were. I think the county attorney said it could take about a week for the Department of State to recognize the ordinance change, and quite frankly, that happened by that afternoon on the 18th. So,
oh.
You've been able to buy liquor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See how my life didn't change one bit. the big change would be that when you go to Publix, the lights are on over the beer instead of being off over the beer at 11 a.m. So, okay. All right. So that's done and in place. I also wanted to ask you about this Monarch Place development. I went by yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is the one that, for people who don't know, it's by Baumbridge Middle School. It's off of Oakfield, I guess, is not Oakfield, but what is that road that runs across? Hancock. And, east
Hancock,
of the tracks, south
right.
of Burgess. And it's where they're putting a huge development in a place that was a forest right behind or at the access of a dead-end little neighborhood street. The forest is gone. I went
yeah.
by and looked at it yesterday. It's very disturbing to me as, I believe in development, but I hate to see an urban forest completely get eradicated. Is there
yeah.
at least going to be a second access point? That had been an open question. Is there going to be another road to go in there?
Yes, it's my understanding from our development services folks, there's going to be two access points. You know, and I agree with you. There is this struggle, constant struggle in development with private property rights and folks that, you know, have lived in a community for a long time and have the expectation that the community will be the same for a long time to come. And that was someone's, I believe, farmstead, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some absolutely beautiful trees. And it is a bit disheartening to see urban forests disappear like that. But like I said, I mean, you have the other issue of Burt Harris claims when you deny somebody their private property rights. And so it's always a struggle when something like this happens. And I do feel for the neighbors and their concern over this.
Yeah, and look, I understand that too. And I know the problem is that when you move into a neighborhood like that, or when you've been there a while, you just don't think anybody's ever going to come in behind you and develop and totally change the nature of your neighborhood. But property rights, as long as the zoning doesn't get changed, are what they are. And, you know, I understand that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but good to have another access. That's at least some alleviation. I also wanted to ask you, we've been talking about the Escambia Children's Trust this week. I know you and I had talked many times about trying to get people to volunteer to be on the list, to be considered. We finally got our names submitted, mm-hmm. but now they can't do anything because we're waiting for the names to be approved, right?
Correct. I think that there was some thought that because another county had operated with statutorily allowed appointees to go ahead, it turns out that actually didn't really take place until there was confirmation that the governor had not necessarily made the appointments within the 45 days of him receiving the names. So I think there's still a little bit of time, a little bit of time to go under the water to go under the bridge before they should probably be meeting. And so we're going to submit the names to the governor. As we said, he has 45 days statutorily to provide those. I did alert the board that he does go into, legislative session next week, and that will occupy a considerable amount of time for him and his staff over the next 60 days. So I think the idea is for the trust to come back together at the end of April and then see what action they may consider if they think they could take action, if those appointments have not been made at that time.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, as you say, we have session, then we have post-session review of all the other bills, including the budget, then you have
mm-hmm.
potentially, I hope not,
mm-hmm.
but you always hurricane season, and, suddenly you're up against that mm-hmm. time limit of midsummer when they won't be able to levy the tax this year. So Santa Rosa County recently worked on a lease for the former Bell's, a big distribution site for vaccines that they are putting together when we finally have enough vaccine to be
mm-hmm.
distributing it at large scale. In Escambia, I don't think we've done anything quite like this, but I know we're a little different with, Olive Baptist and Brownsville Community
yeah.
Center. Do we have enough just physical facilities if the vaccine does start flowing?
Yeah, so as we've mentioned, way back in October, November, a vaccination plan was put in place where we would set up pods and where we would have distribution centers. And so our distribution locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have Stefani Road, we have the 4-H facility, we have the Molino Center, we have, we have places all over this county. And quite frankly, we would like to do those in such a way that we have them distributed in the communities, as we've mentioned, because that helps you not have this big backup.
Mm-hmm.
And then, people waiting in line and then not making their appointed time,
And
so
traffic.
I think our team has done a really good job of, I think our team's done a really good job of dispersing throughout the community in our different neighborhoods the vaccinations so that we haven't had those big log jams and backups.
Okay.
I do know that the Bells that Milton's going to be Santa Rosa's going to use, they're going to have a really good format as well. So I'm not speaking against what they're doing. I'm just saying that our plan does look differently. We do have a different healthcare community system. And we do have all of our different distribution points throughout the community that gets us closer to the neighborhoods.
Outstanding. Kind of the last question I have for you, I know sometimes you have them for me, is that we have job openings, always job openings in Escambia County, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So we still have a couple hundred job openings, everything from animal control to corrections to fire, EMS, equipment operators. So we are doing our best to try and get that word out there. We are going to continue to do some recruiting campaigns. We've been doing it for corrections officers. We're going to start doing it more heavily for fire, EMS, and paramedics. And I'm asking Dr. Marcus McBride from CareerSource Escarosa to come to the board meeting on March 18th and give an update on the workforce in Escambia County. You know, when times are good, I think we were down to like 3% unemployment, which quite frankly is 0%, right? And I think right now we're at 5.3. And so there could be that 1 to 2% difference are folks that have just decided to select out of the workforce. And that could be part of our issue. Everyone has an issue right now. I heard that there were even signs at Lowe's the other day, and who doesn't want to work for Lowe's?
Right.
so.
And we also, and by the way, I want to give you a chance to talk about, we have the Sunbelt Conference coming, right?
Yeah. So that's my question for you today.
Oh, all right.
We're excited about the Sunbelt Conference. Yeah, we're excited about the Sunbelt Conference next week. You can get tickets for as low as $15 to attend the events, or you can buy a pack of eight, you know, to attend eight different sessions for $67. So there's a lot of opportunities for you to get a really good, I hate to say show, but I mean, college basketball is so much fun. But can you name the 12 teams in the Sun Belt Conference?
No.
And okay, let me name them for you.
We were looking over the list the other day, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess so. Sure, that makes sense. But it's things like, what, Georgia State and Texas State.
And
ones that, like, obviously every state has a college and also a state college typically. Arkansas State. There are ones I'm like, So you can name them all, huh?
Well, how about this? Coastal Carolina.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Georgia Southern, Georgia State. You got Louisiana. You got University of Louisiana, Monroe, South Alabama, Texas Arlington, Texas State, Troy, and Appalachian. That's the other one. Appalachian State, and you got Arkansas Little Rock.
I've got 11. I'm counting over 11, here, Janice.
12 was Arkansas State.
I'm sure she can do it.
I think, yeah.
I trust
her.
She's better than I
remember.
Can,
so, yeah,
that's for sure. Janice Gillis, she is the Escambia Administrator. Janice, always thanks for the time and thanks for the work. We know it's a lot. Thanks so much for joining us.
Y'all have a great day. Take care.